This is the Avi Act Merli of 26th of April 2026, original date 31st of December 2009. In the new year, give all souls the message and give them the gift of the golden world. In order to become equal to the Father, make your nature of remaining soul conscious natural. Today, Bapdada is seeing every child in their form of love and their form of being merged in Bapdada's love. Each child is sparkling with God's love. All of you children have arrived here in the plane of love. You have come here to celebrate the new year. But what is visible in the eyes of all of you? The new year is just in name. But what enthusiasm do all of you have in your eyes? You are giving greetings for three things. One, congratulations for your new life. Two, congratulations for the new age. Three, congratulations for meeting your family and the Father. What is turning around in your vision? Your new age is appearing in front of you, is it not? In your heart you have the enthusiasm that the new age is about to come. The shining dress of the new age is seen as clearly in front of you as though you are quickly going to wear that shining dress today in the confluence age. You are very happy to see it in front of you. You are bidding farewell and also receiving congratulations. You bid farewell to this old year and you then forget this year, and the new year that is ahead comes in front of you. You are not giving congratulations for an old world ahead of you. You are giving congratulations for a new world. You are bidding farewell to this old world. Today everyone has zeal and enthusiasm for that new age. People give congratulations for the new year, and they also give a gift. Bapdada is also giving you children a gift of bidding farewell to the old nature and sanskars, and of going into that new world, where there is attainment and nothing but attainment. In short, you can say that there is nothing lacking in that new world. Bapdada has given each of you children such a gift of the golden world. You too have the intoxication that you are becoming those who have a right to the golden world, do you not? No one else can give you such a gift. The Father has given each child the direction. Give all souls the gift of the Father's inheritance, the message of the golden world. What gift do you have? Firstly, give them the gift of the new world. And secondly, you have many treasures. The treasure of virtues, the treasure of powers, the treasure of self-respect. You have so many treasures. So give everyone the gift of one or another virtue or power, so that their lives change through this gift. And they claim a right to the golden world, because you can see that sorrow and peacelessness are nowadays increasing everywhere. Everywhere, everyone has fear and worry. At the very least, give those unhappy and peaceless souls the message that the Father has now come, that they should become those who have a right to the imperishable inheritance from now. You are giving every soul this message, but even now some of the Father's children are still deprived of the message. However, you are the children of the one Father, and so definitely give the gift of this message to your brothers and sisters. No one should be left out. You are doing service, and Bapdada is pleased to see the service that you children do. But the Father's hope is that none of his children will be left out when it comes to receiving this message. Let them not complain that you received the gift of the golden world and that they did not even know about it. Our Father came and we did not receive that message. This is why this is the effort you have to make in the new year. Make a plan amongst yourselves so that no corner is left out. You should not receive any complaints, for they have to become happy. At least they should know our Father has come. They should not remain deprived. So what will you do in this new year? Get together and make a plan. Bapdada feels mercy for every child. Each of you too especially has to adopt a merciful and benevolent form towards your brothers and sisters and give everyone the message. Let them at least not make such a complaint. So today, all of you children have arrived here with the zeal and enthusiasm to celebrate the new year. What song does Bapdada sing when he sees each and every child? You know that, do you not? Wah, child, wah. Even to those who have come here for the first time, Bapdada says, you are lucky that you belong to the Father before the completion of time. Bapdada is giving multi-million-fold congratulations to the new children for becoming lucky. Nowadays, Bapdada wants to see one thing in all of you children. Do you know what that is? Each of you has enthusiasm in your heart for the aim that you are going to become equal to the Father. Not that you will become that at some point, but that you are definitely going to become that. Just as you have that aim, so along with your aim, Bapdada now also wants to see your qualifications for that aim. Just as you have the aim of becoming equal, so too you must also have the qualifications for becoming equal. Now your aim is very high, but you do have to pay special attention to its qualifications. Equal means to the extent that the aim is high, so too the qualifications for that are just as high. Now you children do want to imbibe those qualifications. But meanwhile, some of you say, I want this very much, but so this but now has to be removed. Just as it is visible from a distance in your face and activity how high the aim is, so too the qualifications for it should also be visible in your face and your activity. For instance, earlier when you were body conscious, your natural nature was that of body consciousness. Did you ever make effort to become body conscious? Your natural nature was that of body consciousness. You did not make effort for that for half a cycle. Similarly now too, let it become your natural nature to be soul conscious. Since the nature of body consciousness became natural, do you ever remember having to become body conscious? Did you ever make that effort? Even now there is body consciousness and soul consciousness, and so why is there effort to become soul conscious? Bapdada receives news that you sometimes have to make effort to finish body consciousness. Since it was natural to be body conscious, why should it then take effort to be soul conscious? Bapdada does not like the children having to labour. Become free from having to labour and have this natural nature. This is known as having an aim with equal qualifications. Then just see how it will be very easy and natural to become equal to the Father. You saw Father Brahma while having the responsibility of such a large family. He had the natural nature of soul consciousness. Even the children have responsibility, but what is that responsibility in front of Father Brahma's? Whatever responsibility it may be, for instance, it may be the responsibility of a zone or of some official business of the Yajna. What is that responsibility in front of Brahma Baba's? With help from Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba demonstrated practically how Karavanha, the one who inspires others to act, was making him do everything, and that he himself was Karanha, the one who is acting, whilst being loving and detached and equal to the Father. If you wish to become equal to the Father, then check this. Whether it is your thoughts, your words, or your duties in terms of your actions, I am Karanha and a trustee, and Shiv Baba is the Karavanha master. You forget this lesson of Karavanha as you move along, so you have to make the aim and your qualifications for it equal. Now, along with bidding farewell to the old year, you have to bring about the qualifications for your aim. There have to be new things for the new year. What can I do? Maya comes. Even though I don't want her to come, she comes. Along with bidding farewell to the old year, also bid farewell to such words and thoughts. Do not bid farewell just to the year. Baptada has told you that Maya too comes to Baptada. And what does she say? I understand that it is now the time for me to go, but what can I do when some children invoke me? So today, along with bidding farewell, you also have to bid farewell to the various forms of Maya. Do you have that courage? Do you have courage? Raise your hands. Do you have the courage to bid her farewell? Those sitting at the back, do you have courage? Those who have courage, raise your hands. The Father is giving you multi-million-fold congratulations for this courage. Why? Why is Baptada emphasizing this? Because all of you can see that the conditions of the world have for some time been starting to get worse with full force. And Baptada has been telling you in these elevated versions that it will happen suddenly. It has to happen suddenly, and if you don't have this practice over a long period of time, then tell me, at the time of suddenly, you will need this practice, will you not? Just recently, Baptada gave you homework of 10 minutes for a total of 24 times. The homework was of 10 minutes each time, but some children find this difficult. Just think, you cannot have 10 minutes of this practice. What will happen when it happens suddenly? Baptada knows that when you have to do it 24 times, some of you don't have that much time, but Baptada was just trying it out. Are you able to stay in one awareness for 10 minutes whenever you want and how you want? Baptada is not saying that you have to stay in that stage for 10 minutes right now. Okay, you are not able to do that. Those who can do it should do it. And if you are not able to do it, then you can do it for 5 minutes, 7 or 6 minutes. Try it out for as long as you can. Baptada himself is saying that it is not fixed. If you find that 10 minutes is too much, you can do it for 8 minutes or 9 minutes. Instill this habit for as long as possible, because it is now that you have put the blessing of over a long period of time into a practical form. If you are not able to practice this over a long period of time now, then in terms of the attainment of the effort of a long period of time at the present time, there will be a difference in length for half the cycle. If you give less time now, Bapdada has given permission for you to do it for as long as possible. If you can do it for longer than 5 minutes, if you cannot do it for 10 minutes, then do it for 7 minutes or 8 minutes. You are given permission to do it for even 5 minutes, but if you are able to do 10 minutes at any point, that is good. The time will come when you will have to give raise to yourselves and the world. This is why Bapdada is giving you permission to practice this for as long as possible, because the long period of the present time is the basis of the future. Is that all right? You find it difficult. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at the moment, for you have told the Father about it. That is good, because if you are not able to sit for 10 minutes, and that time is spent just thinking about it, then those 5 minutes are also gone. This is why Bapdada is saying, do not let it be less than 5 minutes. Increase it as much as you can. Is that clear now? Bapdada is seeing each one in a very elevated form. And in order to emphasize this, Bapdada has given each child so much self-respect. If you were to make a list of the points of self-respect, it would be such a long one. Today at Amrit Vela, Bapdada went on a tour. What did he go to see? Bapdada has given you a very long rosary of self-respect. If you were to stabilize yourself in each of the points of self-respect, when you walk and speak about each point of self-respect and continue to turn that rosary, you would enjoy it very much. You have a list of self-respect, but how great each aspect of that list of self-respect is. Who gave it to you? The World Almighty Authority has given each and every child a list of many points of self-respect. Use that, because there is no other authority that can reduce this self-respect of yours. No one else has received a rosary of so much self-respect. Bapdada has seen that you will receive your fortune of the kingdom in the golden age. But this rosary of self-respect is a gift of the confluence age. Whenever Bapdada looks at you children, he sees you in that stage of your self-respect. Wah, child, wah. So stay in the authority of the self-respect of who you are. Sometimes keep one point of self-respect, and at another time keep another point of self-respect, and check. Today I kept a special aspect of self-respect in my intellect at Amrit Vela, and that is a treasure. So did I use that? The way to increase the treasures is to use them. The more treasures I use, the more they increase. Today Bapdada was seeing which children have a longer rosary of the awareness of self-respect, and which children have a shorter rosary. Where there is self-respect, arrogance of the body finishes. So today Bapdada went on a tour and saw the treasure of self-respect. Use each and every power. Use each and every virtue. Then the problem that you have of Maya coming. Maya doesn't just come. But Baba has already told you that Maya says, The children invoke me, and it is then that I come. I wouldn't come otherwise. To have any weak or insignificant thought is to invoke Maya. When you forget the powers, it means that you have invoked Maya. I don't want her to come, but she comes. So who is more powerful? I don't want her to come, but she comes. So is Maya powerful, or are you? So today, the old year is ending, and in the new year, there is new zeal and enthusiasm. Because the praise of the confluence age is that each day is filled with enthusiasm. That is, each day is a festival. It is because there is zeal and enthusiasm that each day is a festival. Therefore, make this firm. Look at your chart every day. Even while walking and moving around, check it. If you check, you would also change, would you not? If you don't check, how would you change? So, today, for the new year, Bapdada especially has the thought that just as you bid farewell to the old year, in the same way each of you children have to bid farewell to Maya. Bid farewell to waste thoughts, because it has been seen in the majority that there are more waste thoughts. It is very few who have many vicious thoughts. They are very few. But in order to finish waste thoughts, as well as all name and trace of them, let every thought be powerful. Let there not be any wasteful thoughts. When you have thoughts of waste, it is not just your thoughts of waste, but your time is also wasted. This makes you distant from becoming equal to the Father. Your desire is to become equal, and you also raised your hands. However, Bapdada always says, raise the hands of your mind. It is easy to raise your physical hand. So do you have the courage to bid her farewell? Do you have the courage? Raise your hands. Acha, you are courageous. Simply keep this courage with you at all times. If you remain courageous, you will then fulfill the aim that you have kept, because Bapdada is also with you. Bapdada doesn't want any of his children to be left behind. You have to return hand in hand with Baba. Father Shiva is incorporeal and he doesn't have a hand, but Srimat is his hand. To follow Srimat at every step means to walk hand in hand. Multi-millionfold congratulations to everyone for the three, the new year, the new life, and the new age. Acha. Now, to all you children in this land and abroad, who are loved by the Father, the beloved children of the Father, the Father's long-lost and now-found children, farewell and congratulations. Bapdada has told you that, along with saying farewell to the old year, you are also going to bid farewell to the old sanskars. To the Mahavir children who also bid farewell to the old nature, to those who earn an income of multi-millions at every step, to those who constantly remain stable in the self-respect that Bapdada constantly gives, and who experience that. Bapdada sees each child in the form of a child having a right to an inheritance for 21 births. Throughout the whole cycle, it is only you children who have a right to your inheritance of 21 births. Bapdada, in all three forms of the Father, Teacher and Satguru, is giving all of you such elevated children who have a right, love, remembrance and namaste. blessing. May you be double crowned and achieve success in the service you do and in your efforts. At the confluence age, always move along while considering yourself to be double crowned. One is a crown of light, that is a crown of purity, and the other is a crown of responsibility. Those who wear crowns of purity and power, that is, crowns of light and might, constantly have double force. Souls with double force are constantly powerful. They always achieve success in the service they do and in their efforts. Slogan: to think, speak, and act on the basis of divine virtues is divinity. Aviat signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Some things are softened by heating them, and they can then be moulded. Here too, heat is a form of power, and softness is humility, that is, love. Those who have love for every soul will be able to have humility. When there is no love, you won't be able to remain merciful or humble. In being an embodiment of power, you are a master, and in humility there is the virtue of serving. When there is the heat and the softness, you will then be able to mould yourself to every situation. Om Shanti.